This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, August 28th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, my guest cancelled. And when you are a talk show host, you need to have plans when guests cancel at the last minute. But I'm going to have an open line Thursday. That means you can call in. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about in reason, of course. All right. There's a number of things trending in the news. There's a number of things trending in social media. Of course, I will have one or two things that I would like to talk about, right? That you can give commentary on, where we can invoke some response in response regarding such. I see QC open, NCA open. I see King's College open. Next week, I think the majority of schools shall be open, so the roads will be hectic, starting on Monday, right? UB is open. I'm trying to invite some of the UB students, the student union, to come on studio just to talk about college life, what to expect, especially for new students and, of course, their parents. It's interesting to allow your young child, 16, 17, to say they are independent, they are women, they are man, and have them live their life in the university as a transition altogether. Tomorrow, Friday, Guardian Radio and its partners, it's actually Guardian Media. Let me correct the right name. Guardian Media and its partners, its school Jamboree, and that's going to be in the parking lot. There'll be no cars parked in the parking lot. The whole parking lot will be just one big fair, everything booked out. They have a number of booths there where they've been giving a lot of giveaway. You bring your child with you, your college student, your high school student, your preschool student, and you can get a number of things free, a number of services free. Just pass around. It's going to be started around 11 o'clock. I should be downstairs doing my show from there. It'd be good to see you all. It'd be good to see you all. All of the Guardian Radio personalities will be downstairs just in case you want to see us and shoot the breeze and ask, why you like that? No? So you can come by. Like I said, today is an open line type-ish show. There are one or two things that I wish to talk about. Earlier, Aaron and I were rowing over the press secretary, no, the director of communication, right? And I say, leave my friend. Of course, the girl back and forth. So you can only imagine that conversation. Wait, she's here with me. So you go, no, any minute now I'm going to yield to her to let her do her rant. But recently, in social media, we saw another letter on official letterhead. Aaron and I was talking about these letterhead posts, right, on official government letterhead, were saying some things that they, like the person who wrote it, forget that this is an official letterhead. Recently, it's circulating on social media. I think it's authentic, right? There's a letterhead from the office of the prime minister. And it's signed. This one was signed. Last one wasn't signed. This was signed by the director of communication. Since then, I've seen it has now moved from the letterhead to the director's personal Facebook page, which is cool, right? It's the letterhead I have issues with, right? And I want to have a conversation. When I'm going to move now, I'm going to move it to like the official position, I mean, not the personality per se. Because I thought it's going to be someone issue a statement saying, no, it's fake. Whoever did that to the letterhead, it's fake. Being 9, 10, 11, 12 hours later. So I assume that, yes, it is. It is real. This is real. The letterhead thing. I can let Aaron read it for me. Aaron reads better than me, right? I'm going to let it, before you even do commentary, read it, and then you give your commentary on it.
I read it into the record on my show. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, read it. Sensitive. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem.
Read it fast.
Again. The statement is titled Response to Hysterical Statement by Dr. Duane Sands, Bilateral Ramming, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. It remains one of the greatest privileges of my life to serve the people of the Bahamas as Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. Having been appointed at the age of 27, I'm honored to have been the youngest senior official appointed in this administration. My job requires me to carry out my duties with integrity and in good spirit, guided by the law, service, and the trust placed in me. I've never abused my office. I've never been investigated by the police. I've never been accused of coaching a witness or tampering with evidence. I've never been condemned by any court for unethical conduct. I've never been found in contempt of court in a corruption case. I've never been forced to resign. Dr. Duane Sands cannot say the same. When he entered the office of Minister of Health, while still in opposition, he was taking calls from Barbara Hanna, the very person who later became the government's key witness in the Frank Smith case. In addition, since entering office, he met with her in person and then directed her to Marvin Dames, instead of steering her toward the proper and legal pathways. When under his ministerial authority before the courts, Dr. Sands approved a $1.9 million hospital cleaning contract for her company, with full knowledge of her role in the Public Hospital Authority Board or Cabinet, a practice which was found to be without legal authority. The chief magistrate, in her ruling, called the conduct of both Dr. Sands and Mr. Dames, quote, wholly inappropriate, close quotes, to state it mildly. She warned that their actions created the, quote, appearance of a political flavor, close quotes, and reminded the country that, quote, justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done, close quotes. When Bahamians were reeling from the traumatic aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, Dr. Sands showed a profound lack of compassion and respect by shredding the remains of 55 souls into a trailer and leaving them there for a year. He didn't even see fit to attend the mass burial to give comfort to the grieving families. And when Bahamians needed steady leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Sands was forced to resign as Minister of Health after breaching the emergency orders to allow foreign nationals entry into the Bahamas. He admitted that it was an error of judgment, and the Prime Minister enthusiastically accepted his most total collapse of the healthcare system under his watch, which saw Bahamians dying in corridors and parking lots as hospitals flooded and roofs caved in. Against this backdrop, it is even more offensive that he would now suggest that journalists who have served with distinction do not have the right to those professional advancements for themselves or desire to serve the country. They are wronged by the system. Their view is valid, minus those individuals, and shows his contempt for public service. The comments by Dr. Sands are not the narrative they are written on. He has no standard, no credibility, and no authority to ask for my resignation. I will continue to serve the Bahamian people with integrity. Sir, don't mix me up in your political games.
I'll stop right there, right? One, I have no problem with the person, the personality of a Latre Ramming responding to the chairman of the FNM. See the title of him?
Like the person, a member of the PLP?
Yeah, as a member of the PLP.
Okay.
Right? However, I do have concerns that the office of the prime minister responding as a personal or being used as a personal response.
First, the Office of Director of Communications.
Yes, go ahead.
In the Office of the Prime Minister. Yes, yes. And then on the OPM letterhead.
I have issues with that. And I'm sure every sensible Bahamian can understand why any Bahamian would have issues.
But this is a partisan, this is a party statement. We expect this to come from the chairman of the party or from within the party. I expect to see this as a letter to the editor or in the newsletter, in the party newsletter. That's where I expect to see this.
And once you tire right there, I am now thinking that a Mr. Latre Ramming is now vying for the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party.
What I added in my commentary is I wanted to know what prompted this, right? This... When he said my resignation, when and why? When did he demand your resignation and why did he demand your resignation?
And hopefully, as we continue the conversation, we will find out when did Duane Sands demanded the Director of Communications
resignation.
And then we'll find out why he demanded it. And then we'll have a response on whether it's warranted or not warranted. But like I said, I appreciate the response, though. I understand all of the political rhetoric, which should have been done by the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, not by any member of
the Davis administration.
The Davis administration, not the government official. See, the government official is different from the party official.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have a chairman of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And the chairman of a party has a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
But not the government official. The government official does respond regarding the government. The director of communication has one job, which is to respond regarding the government job. But now he's responding regarding personalities, right? Defending personalities. See, that's problematic. And when you put it juxtaposed to the other anonymous letter that came out the other day with the government seal. The
right, it wasn't OPM. The most recent proceeding, this one, it was on government letterhead, but not OPM letterhead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you put it juxtaposed to that, we sound that seems as there is, especially that one had no signatory as who wrote it.
Right.
Right? But still calling people personal names is a personal...
That one there. Yes. Yeah.
It shows that there's a trend happening.
Yeah.
And the intellectuals within the party now, see how I'm getting confused now? I said party. It's supposed to be government, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The intellectuals within the party now need to come together and say, I understand your exuberance
mm-hmm.
to defend us because we do need defending. And it's right to defend us. However, it's not your job.
Not in this capacity.
And let the chairman defend the party.
And then to understand that if you intend to operate in that way, right? So you director, you have an office, right? And you want to have a voice outside of that office, then you have to construct a figure. You need to construct a valid mechanism through which you can offer this critique, right? You can't just say, well, I ain't on the job and I could write what I want, right? And what's available to him is the party mechanism,
yeah.
Right? If you have a statement of this nature, then you figure out how best to publish it through your party mechanisms so as to avoid the appearance of conflict of interest.
And before we pivot, right, because I want to talk about the headline instead of the Tribune today. They mentioned Clint Watson. I'm going to let you conclude, too, so we don't pivot without you making the last statement. There was a time when the branch of the Progressive Liberal Party invited the director of communication,
mm-hmm.
the government official, to speak party talks. I felt that was inappropriate also. I just want to mention it because government news is separate from party news. Government agenda, which is my agenda, because they represent me, is different from the party's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So to be invited in your official capacity to represent the party is problematic. Now, mind you, I think the director of communications is brilliant. Why are you looking at me like that? Go ahead.
My critique of national capacity is not a critique of him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
The man, brilliant for a young boy. Young man. Right?
Accept your perception mm-hmm. to put on the table that, unfortunately, what's being evidenced suggested maybe he's not. And, right, I'm not saying he's not a good person
mm-hmm.
or a nice person.
Whereas I would retort that or refute that saying age showing. He's youthful. And this is where the party senior people who understand the mechanism
can
say, hey, I understand, again, your exuberance, but we don't do that.
I can tell you what I said just now on my hour.
Mm-hmm.
If Mr. Sands is not warranted, if he does not have the authority to call for Mr. Ramming's resignation, I will call for Mr. Ramming's resignation. But before there, before getting to that step, I'll say, delete your social, create a public profile befitting office of the director of communications in the office of the prime minister. Look to your regional partners for examples. Look at, Tanya Hanna?
Yeah.
Coming out of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Look at how she constructs a public profile outside of her official government position.
Yeah. It does seem as if the position has been watered down to be casual.
Mm-hmm.
That people forget themselves as being on the clock always.
Yeah.
Represent the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Right. I referenced a particular video where he was in conversation with Cindy Patrice Daxon.
That's his aunt.
And I want to say, to her credit, it appeared as if even she was shocked that this is the conversation that we have in right now.
That's his aunt, though.
Right?
That's his aunt. He should be able to talk to his aunt. That's his aunt.
In small island developing states, we need, as utmost priority, mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest when they cannot be avoided. Point where you could avoid it, right? And since you decided that you don't want to avoid it, now we need mechanisms to manage it. Another case in point, we have the election of Bjorn Ferguson to vice president
or something.
Of the Criminal Association or Criminal Bar Association.
He responded, by the way. He was in the newspaper. He responded.
Yeah, I know. We can talk about it. But I mean, I'm not sure his response directly. I'm not sure if I read that. But
I'm sure I can find
other lawyers involved suggested that it is important to uphold the principle of innocent until proven guilty.
That's what he said, too, in his response.
And my response to that was, I agree with you. And what we could have done is, before the nomination, you could have said, hey, I'm going to withdraw.
Yes.
Before the nomination, you could say, hey, you guys, don't even consider me right now.
Yes.
Hey, a little tie-up.
Yes. I would assume that's what he would have done.
Right? You see, because once we get to the point after the nomination, then we all have to agree, yeah, presumption of innocence in this legal system is paramount, right?
It was in the Tribune. You can read the headline.
But we could have avoided the whole thing.
It's very unfortunate.
By withdrawing from the conversation entirely.
It's very unfortunate.
It says the article again, Ferguson, judge nomination on principle, not pending charges. Attorney Bjorn Ferguson has defended his initial election as vice president of the Bahamas Criminal Bar, saying the legal community must uphold the principle of innocence until proven guilty, even as he faces criminal charges. Like I say, sure, once the nomination was in, but before the nomination, impossible by withdrawing.
I'm still wondering when that case in Long Island will be finished with that MP who's been put before the court. But then again, we had MPs in Abaco charged for serious capital crime and thing. But then again,
They didn't seem to be concerned. I mean, we don't have Hollywood, but we have so many Brunos and Voldemorts, you know. Yeah. We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't say their name. And
yeah. Let's pivot.
Yes, sir?
The Zednest boss is in the headline. Apparently has ambition. There is critique and say, but they had other people who, it was in Zednest, wanted to seek a nomination. And they reminded us that everybody in the Bahamas should be able to seek a nomination. And the people question, what is the problem? What is a problem with Clint Watson?
I could call it the rules. The problem is the rules.
There aren't any rules.
Man, look here.
What rules you talking about?
Not only are there rules, some of the rules are highlighted in this article that I imagine we're about to read, Mr. Newry, but I put them together for a conversation the other day, even though it's very difficult to... impossible to copy and paste from the new government website, and the most of the acts posited therein, but yeah, there are rules.
There aren't any rules.
There are rules. So let's read from the article. Zednest boss must resign. Free National Movement Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands yesterday demanded the resignation of Zednest General Manager Clint Watson, calling his pursuit of frontline politics while running the state broadcaster, quote, an egregious violation of ethics, close quotes. Dr. Sands said Mr. Watson's open bid for the Progressive Liberal Party's Southern Shores nomination raises serious questions of the spirit of the general orders which govern the conduct of public officers. General orders divides public officers into three categories, those in the politically restricted group, typically senior officials or officers in sensitive jobs. Others in the intermediate group may take part in political affairs only with formal approval and under strict conditions, while the politically free group may participate more fully, provided it does not interfere with their duties. The rules define political activity broadly, including canvassing, speaking at political meetings, publishing material to promote a party, or publicly indicating support for a candidate. General orders also mandates that any public officer formally nominated for election must immediately resign. Mr. Watson's attendance at the PLP's Esperance Model last weekend has fueled debate over whether such a move qualifies as political activity for someone in his position. Full stop. Remember when I was, some people call it complaining and ranting about the state of affairs that existed when John Pinder, when it was revealed or exposed that John Pinder, while in his capacity as director of labor,
yeah,
was vying for a nomination within the FNM. And then when he received the nomination from the FNM, I thought it was an important conversation then, and it's an important conversation now. We go back to the article. Some argue his role as general manager of ZNS makes him subject to the restrictions, while others contend resignation is only required if and when he is officially nominated. Quote, the national broadcast station funded by the Bahamian taxpayer cannot be allowed to double as a political launching pad for the governing party, close quotes, Dr. Sand said. Quote, The Prime Minister's confirmation of Mr. Watson's political ambitions only makes matters worse. It is impossible to maintain even the appearance of fairness when the head of the national news is simultaneously preparing to run on a PLP ticket, close quotes. Prime Minister Philip, quote, Brave Davis did not confirm whether ratified as the PLP's candidate for Southern Shores, but said Tuesday, quote, he's expressed interest for running for quite some time, close quotes.
So read that part again, because that was intriguing. For some time now, they knew that he had ambition, yet they
that the Prime Minister talked about it at all. Remember when the roof fell in and the Prime Minister, and then I said the Prime Minister meant it's a matter of trust?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just remembering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People say things. He expressed interest for running for quite some time, close quotes. Mr. Watson was among several hopefuls who attended the PLP's candidate module along with businessman Sebastian Bastien. Why they didn't call him ambassador? Is he no longer ambassador?
He is ambassador.
Call him by his
title.
You keep telling me put respect on the gentleman's name.
Put respect on the gentleman's name.
Tribune President Robert DePuch Caron, former Senator Frank Smith, Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations President Rumiko Archer, and former Doctors Hospital Chief Executive Charles.
All these are people who running for the possible.
No.
Oh, I got mixed up.
All of these are people who participated in the aspirants
for the PLP
training model. But remember, the training model is also open to people want to improve their political capacity. See, it would not be for me, it would not be unreasonable for a senior journalist who wants to prepare themselves, hold on, for the run up to the election, to take a course like this if available, so that they could
it's a PLB course.
But I'm building my expertise. Now I have better context, right, for when I'm engaging in PLP discourse, but PLP discourse, right? So it's not unreasonable for a senior journalist to participate in this activity. What I found interesting is why, of all the people, like the PM didn't say, oh, okay, ain't none of these people indicate they running, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of these people say they running, you know. That ain't what...
Just repeat the names again so the Bahamian people realize who all are interested. I say they are interested.
Right.
That's just me.
Clint Watson.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Sebastian Bastien.
Yes, that's two.
Robert DePuch Caron.
Yes, that's three.
Former Senator Frank Smith.
Okay.
B3A's President Rumiko Archer.
I didn't know he had ambition. But go ahead.
I mean, we knew he had ambition.
We know ambition in politics.
But we didn't know it.
Politics. Go ahead.
Former Doctors Hospital Chief Executive Charles Seeley.
I like Seeley. Okay, so let's go ahead and finish the article so we go to
the here we go. Dr. Sands insisted that to preserve public trust in the credibility of the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, Mr. Watson should step down immediately. Mr. Watson has not responded to calls seeking comment. For me, Mr. Newry, I wanted to... Sands called for Latre's resignation.
I didn't see it.
Here.
But maybe someplace else.
But after reading the letter, when I read it just now, that would have been the fifth or sixth time that I've read the letter. I'm not even sure if this letter is real. I mean, we're awaiting the Office of the OPM.
No, the letter's real.
I'd be waiting for the OPM to retract or not, right? But just the construction, first of all, the construction of the letter, my director of communications didn't write that.
This...
And it couldn't be anybody from ZNS. You remember when the people from...
The letter is on the Director of Communications' personal page.
I iterated that. I confirmed that before I read it out loud on the air. Yeah. I confirmed that I saw the letter on the OPM letterhead posted on the author's page. Mm. Right? That being said, a director of communications could not have written that statement. It is poorly written. And it couldn't be somebody from ZNS either, because you remember when the people at ZNS used to say, our listeners write in and indicate to us when we make mistakes? The people at ZNS could write.
Yes. Let's go to the caller. But before we go to the caller, Aaron, I personally have no issue with Mr. Watson having political ambition. If he wants to run, let him run, go through his course. And if the Bahamian people want to vote him in, they have that right. But I got a note from a, what I call a public intellectual, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Terrence Pratt, right? I know him, right? People asked him personally, what is the issue with the general manager of ZNS seeking a political nomination? And he said that Mr. Watson is the general manager of ZNS, a pub site over which stories the corporation covers and the editorial slant those stories take. The Tribune and Guardian have editorial biases for sure, but they are private companies, not supported by the public purse. But you know all of that already. And I thought that was brilliant. I understood what Mr. Pratt was saying.
It's a conflict of interest. Yeah. It's inappropriate. And, see, we've just accepted or we've normalized that little political culture thing. Oh, well, the station is run by the government, so you expect them to be biased towards the government. No. Mm-hmm. That's incorrect. They're supposed to be able to operate with integrity and separate what's the government's agenda, what's the party's agenda, and what is good public broadcast.
Let me throw out some names. Pakisha Parker, Edgecombe was a part of ZNS.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get to run.
Hold on, but was she a part of ZNS when she vied for nomination?
Darren Henfield was a Defense Force officer.
Okay.
You already mentioned John Pinder.
All right. So, Defense Force officer, I think the rules are slightly different. However, was he on contract? Was he enlisted in the Defense Force when he began the process of vying for nomination?
And usually you put it right in and ask permission. I'm considering of going for politics, and you rubbed whoever in the public service, and they respond to you, you are hereby given granted permission to do whatever you got to do.
Absolutely. And so for my thing is, why wouldn't you publish that?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say, hey, I am preparing to, I would like to be a public figure, politically exposed. I shall publish for you to show you. I sought permission. I was granted permission.
Let's go to calls. I've been holding them, having them hold for so long. So we can run through the callers. So this is time to call.
And then you get texts.
And then we have texts. So I give everyone about 2 minutes to run on. So we, because it's full. I mean, it's full. Go ahead there. Guardian Radio.
Hey, good morning, Nari. How are you doing?
Yes, it's 11:34. 11:36 is you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Nari. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well.
Okay. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And good morning to the nation. Look, I find this to be this whole claim by the chairman of the Free National Movement, the opposition, I find it to be completely ridiculous, right? Anyone who aspires or espouses to political office in this country must resign their post if they work in the civil service. It's absolutely beyond any shadow of doubt a ridiculous request. In a society where we have intellectuals, where we have intelligent people, where we have academia, where we are a sophisticated and not a simple-minded society. The rules are very clear at which point an individual is required to resign. And so this statement, this whole salacious statement alone is an insult to intelligent Bahamians or fair-minded or right-thinking Bahamians in our society. Unless you can demonstrate that there has been a breach of the rules, there is absolutely no requirement, none whatsoever, legally, not ethically, and even going beyond that, unless you can demonstrate that an individual in the execution of his or her professional duties, as is required by their contract, related in any way, shape, or form their duties. There is absolutely, okay. like he has, and had to pay the price for it eventually, because he didn't pay the price initially. There is absolutely no requirement.
I appreciate your contribution. The 2 minutes there. So we go to the next callers. Make sure everyone get their 2 minutes.
Their rules, and we just read some of them. I don't understand their rules.
The idea that the rules were read and then people challenging the rules, so the rules don't make no sense. Let's go to the next caller and give that person their 2 minutes too. Go ahead, caller. We're giving everybody 2 minutes today. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. I'm going to make less than 2 minutes. So there is some concern over the director of communication using the prime minister's letterhead. Some people don't really see a problem with that. Because some people think that the PLP party and the government is the same thing. You know, they really can't distinguish because of the confusion that we've been creating over the years. And, you know, I see this trend originating outside of us because, as you can clearly see, MAGA, Make America Great Again, you say we could talk about what we want within reason, is the same as the Republican Party. So this whole idea of creating confusion to confuse the electorate may play into your favor or not. My thing is, once this president, because we that's in the United States, once he's finished with, or let's say he's tried and convicted, I'm wondering, would they try him as an adult or a juvenile if he's ever goes to court? Which one do you think they're going to use?
All right. That's 2 minutes. I appreciate it. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Be trying to make sure everyone get it 2 minutes. I was reminded by a text saying, what about Earl Thompson? Remember they had a big hullabaloo saying he can't be on the radio, right? Because he's an official, right? Is that the same thing about Clint Watson? Similar?
Is he an official in a government administration?
See, there you go.
And so there may be issues that arise, but they're not the same issues.
Okay. Let's go to the caller again. Caller, get you 2 minutes. Go ahead, caller. Guy and read him. Go ahead, Gerwin. We want to hear from you, caller, man. Go ahead. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Mr. Nuri and Ms. Green, good day.
Good day, good day.
Good day to the Bahamas. Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
When Mr. Sands asked for the resignation of Latrae Ramey, is he asking for that on a government's official government's release, or is he asking for that from a party level?
He's not a part of the official. I mean, he's a part of the royal opposition. He's not a part of the royal opposition.
I'm speaking to Latrae Ramey.
I know.
Latrae Ramey's position is his position a government's position, or is that a party's position?
Well, it appears
he
to be a
party.
Hold on,
of the Prime Minister.
Right, it appears to be a party position, but it was posted on the OPM letterhead.
No, he's asking Latrae Ramey's position.
Is he an employee of the government? Of communication or for the government, not for the Progressive Liberal Party.
Right.
So when Mr. Sands asks for his resignation, he's asking for his resignation from the government, not from the party. So if Latrae responded to him on an official government letterhead, he is in right standing with doing that because he's the director of communication for the government. So he's in good standing
You better than me, Mr. Nuri. I was going to cut that off from the break.
I promised him 2 minutes. I couldn't cut it.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, but I hear it. But I promised him 2 minutes.
Mr. Sands requests or asks for the resignation of the director of communications. Mr. Sands is chairman of the FNM, requested. Mr. Ramey's response is inappropriate for the director of communications. I'm not saying that he does not have the right to respond to Mr. Sands's request for his resignation. Nobody is saying that the man has to be silent, although perhaps silence would have been the best strategy in this instance.
Go to the chairman, man. Let the chairman respond.
These words that were issued on the OPM letterhead are completely and totally inappropriate.
Because they're political words.
Coming from the office of the prime minister.
They weren't governmental words.
If they were posted on a PLP letterhead, director of communications responds to FNM chairman's request for his resignation, that would be different. But by putting it on the OPM letterhead or any government letterhead, right, is what the issue is. Yeah. That's the primary issue. And that's why Mr. Nuri made a distinction between my position and his position.
Let's go to the callers, giving everybody 2 minutes still. And then we go to the text, Aaron. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Let's go to the next one. Go ahead. Okay, all hang up. Okay. Okay. Clear that line.
All right. Text line?
Let's take a break right now. Right. Come back with the text line and see if we should pivot or continue with the conversation. Like I said, it's not a personal attack. You know? And when you deal with personalities, sometimes people say, oh, you're attacking me. Good government.
That's why I'd like to make the distinction all the time. When Mr. Fred Mitchell is speaking, is he speaking as chairman of the party? Is he speaking as MP for Fox Hill? Or is he speaking as Minister of Foreign Affairs? And it's important for him to make that distinction and the distinction to be made and reiterated throughout whatever statement it is he's making.
We're going to take a quick break. Remember, tomorrow is the big Jamboree, Guardian Media Group Jamboree. If you have children, bring your children out and get some of these free things. I like free things. They even don't give them free gas. You bring your child, you might even get free gas. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. 20 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Hey, you upgraded to SanDollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated SanDollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other features.
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
This communication applies to the Central Bank SanDollar app only. Upgrade your SanDollar app experience today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey, you upgraded to SanDollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated SanDollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other features.
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
Yeah, come, let me show you.
This communication applies to the Central Bank SAN Dollar app only. Upgrade your SAN Dollar app experience today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I'm not sure if anyone noticing the conversation happening at the Fish Fry. The Fish Fry Association on the east of the Fish Fry, they ain't a part of the association at all. They just popping up. And now into the newspaper, they say, man, it's starting to look a type of look. And they said, man, this is impacting their business. They said, it doesn't look good. You're not a part of the association. It looked kind of derelict. And they want to know who's in charge of letting these people bill. Be making up this, I ain't calling that word. But let's go to these callers. No, let's go to the text first. Then we come to these callers.
Close out the segment.
Yeah.
All right, here's a text. The Director of Communications can't do no better when the Minister of Foreign Affairs using the ministry to likewise broadcast unprofessional statements. Let's stick a pin. That's incorrect. That is incorrect. The Minister of Foreign Affairs does not use the ministry to broadcast unprofessional statements. In fact, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website is one of the better run and well run websites out of the government's platform. That's incorrect. What the Minister of Foreign Affairs has done, right, in his capacity as a politician generally, has been created, right, like character, right? He's created spaces where he can promulgate his various messages. Right, so there is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website where you see it's very professional. It's just it's professional, it's top notch, man. And then you have what they call them the daily voice notes. That's the chairman of the party. When you hear a voice note, that's the chairman of the party, and he says, "This is Fred Mitchell, the chairman of the party, coming to you." And he has made it. He is focused on it. It's his responsibility to ensure that you know the difference, right? And then there is Fred Mitchell, the MP for Fox Hill, mm-hmm. and he has other mechanisms that people know when the message is coming through these mechanisms and channels. We know it's the MP for Fox Hill. We know it's the chairman of the party. There's a website that yeah. carries his statements repeatedly, right? I just wanted to make that point. Another text says he's emulating the senior PLP, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I can't read the whole thing.
That's everything there?
No. Let him run, but he needs to resign, as we know that ZNS is a government political instrument. Good morning. Can you confirm if the former FNM senator is presently employed, is still employed with ZNS? Are they talking about Pakisha Parker there?
No, he's talking about Jamal Morris. He's still a former senator, and he's like a manager director at ZNS.
Yeah, I personally don't care which side you're playing on. My critique is the same when it was John Pinder in the FNM vying for a nomination to carry the FNM torch for Fox Hill. And then in the campaigning for Fox Hill, I asked the same questions. The text says, thankful Thursdays. Here's another text. These rules are in reference to government salaried individuals. The government does not pay Earl Thompson's salary. Here is a mistake people make, and Latre Ramming made. Notice he spoke about his personal integrity. It doesn't come before us. The conflict of interest rules are there to keep the dictator and authoritarian with zero integrity from corrupting the national communications. This is a clear and present conflict. Another text. Everyone knows that the PLP runs the government like a big dolly house, but this administration is the dolliest house of them all. Yeah. Man, let me crack the jokes, man. That's not all.
Yeah, let me see if I can squeeze.
Yeah, I got you. No, I got you.
Okay, let me get to the callers there and give everyone 2 minutes again, and we go back to the text. Go ahead, caller. You have 2 minutes. Call girl one. Go ahead, caller. You have 2 minutes. Go ahead. Call girl one.
All right, another text. Was it wrong for Latre Ramming to respond on letterhead? I think he was right. He defended the progressive. Look at it, Nuri. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it and tell me if I could read it.
My read the thing, man.
Okay. The progressive lying people. Good afternoon. Is there any difference between Clint Watson expressing interest in frontline politics versus Jamal Moss, who served as a senator and still worked at ZNS and even still worked there until recent?
I guess the difference. One set policy. Which one set policy? Which one can say, don't show this on air no more? Which one can say, hey, I want this show on air to make sure this agenda gets... Which one can do that? And whoever could do that, that person, shouldn't be running.
Well, I mean, I think we could question who effectively has more power.
Yes. Yeah. Whoever have the power shouldn't be running.
Yeah.
Or resign, or postpone, or write a letter and say, this is what I plan to do, and then you get a resign.
And that's why you can't be in the Senate unless you know why they couldn't find Jerry Rogan town.
Yeah. Let's go back to the caller again. Let's get this 2 minutes. Go ahead, caller. Get you 2 minutes.
Hey, what is his name?
Ramin?
What's that? When he decided to take the nomination, then he resigned. Or when they announced that he's running.
Okay. And I agree with you, Colin. And I'm not going to take away your 2 minutes. Several days ago, there was a highlight of the general manager. And I said, I wonder why they're highlighting the general manager every 2 weeks. Every day, they seem to be having a highlight. I said, man, it looks like he was running. If it was true that he wanted to run, and then they're highlighting him every other week, that means he's campaigning, and he's campaigning on my money. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Here's my thing. If the minister had said nothing, right? If the prime minister had said nothing, then it would just be speculation as to whether he's vying for a seat. But now that the prime minister has suggested...
You know, long time?
I didn't say that part. Did he vie in for a seat? He could have just found out that the aspirant model...
During the last election, people were speculating that the good gentleman wanted to run. He didn't get the nomination, but they were speculating that he wanted to run. Mm-hmm. We don't know what long time means. Mm-hmm. How long time it... Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, amidst all of the hurly-burly and all of the utterance, right? So, Ms. Green, you know, I'd like to thank you for your impartiality as it relates to the statement coming out of the platform being misused. But what I wanted to say is, you know, did anyone in the media or anyone is shining any light on this alleged FBI investigation as to all of these chronological
And that,
going
I'll,
on,
I'll pause situation. You there and respond to you.
Not, yeah, but I'm just saying.
I want to respond to you.
No, but I like
I don't want you to hang up. I want you to talk move for your 2 minutes. I don't anger Rob you. The FBI investigation was 2018. Hold on. Someone brought that old news, bring it forward and project it as if it's current. There were people who were fired. Remember we've changed our passport like 3, 4, 5 times during 1 year? That was then. This investigation you're talking about was already dealt with. We changed how our passport looked together. What do you call a passport we have? E-passport?
Yeah.
We changed the e-passport twice.
Yeah, Mr. Nguyen, I'm cutting you off. But for me.
Go ahead.
Who's hyper-conscious? Nothing has changed. It's still like catching the mage. Give thanks, yeah.
Yeah, but my point is, the what's two different e-passport that they instituted, right, to correct the issue? And the idea that someone purposely brought it back forward to make it seem like this is issued currently, that there's an ongoing FBI investigation happening now, it's not true. It's disingenuous of whoever decided to bring it back and perpetrate it like there's something, a big major investigation going on now. But continue, Aaron. No, let's go to the next caller. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
How you doing, Mr. Nuri?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
Aaron, how y'all doing?
That's good.
You're talking about Clint Watson, right?
No, we have an open line today, but you can talk with him. 2 minutes,
yeah,
you have.
You know, one thing I'm concerned about is that the gatekeeping of this democracy lies at the foot of public trust. And without it, you have issues, eh? And we wonder why we have so many social ills. I think what people kind of get confused, we can bring up Akeisha Parker, Obie Wilstrom, all we want. Those people reported to somebody in charge, which is the general manager who sets the mandate of being impartial. When he starts to lean, it tips the balance of how that corporation is run. So that position Mr. Watson sits in, it is a position that cannot appear to be partial. And when it does, he has to step aside until whatever political aspiration he has is sorted out. You can control an anchor, a reporter, when they start to tip. You can reassign them. You can send them to a different department. He has the right to, but not him. The buck stops with him. He's in control of that the national broadcaster. If it's private, run all day, my brother. But that's the public station. It's controlled and funded by the public.
Thank you very much, caller. Let's see if we can get this last caller right here.
Mm-hmm.
Guiding Radio AM. Gotta get you 2 minutes.
How are you today?
Doing well, man.
I got two questions and one comment. Is the opposition a part of the government?
Yes.
Okay. So they should be impartial on both sides then?
I don't understand. The government is not... No, government is not impartial. The government is the government and the opposition is the opposition. And yeah, they both make the government.
They both make up the government, right?
Yes, but the parties and the government is two different things.
The House of Assembly,
the government, and then there's the two parties that is biased in whatever way.
Okay. Has Mr. Watson been given the nomination, or he just expressed interest in running?
The Prime Minister said that he knew he had ambition to run for a while. But then he was appointed to the head ZNS, and people are concerned whether being a political figure, whether he would be biased, and in term of bias, that he could control the news to put whatever agenda forward.
But I'm saying he hasn't been given the nomination thus far, right?
People are concerned whether he is biased and whether, as a political aspirant, in order to promote your agenda, whether he's able to do that, whatever it is.
Okay, I understand that. But now I have one more point. You think Mr. Lincoln May should be allowed to run if he doesn't pay Ms. Rolla money back, or should he be declared bankrupt if the court, two courts already deemed him to pay Ms. Rolla money back and he refuses to do so?
The court would have to declare him bankrupt. The person who have the civil suit against him goes back to the court and demand payment, and he said he's unable to pay, then the court would deem him bankrupt. And when you are deemed bankrupt, then at this present time, that's not happening.
Okay, thank you, man.
You're welcome. Let's go to the next call. Mm-hmm. Guardian Radio AM, we're giving you 2 minutes. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, how you doing?
My eyes are open tonight to see who the FNM is ready is going to choose to run in this upcoming election. My eyes is open to see if they really is going to deny Andrew Blue Johnson. He's upset.
The gentleman who's going to protest their nomination coming up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it would be wrong if they don't nominate him, because why make a man pay his dues, take his test?
Do you know both political party does that? We have a number of persons in both political parties who are now campaigning, and the both parties will decide, out of the people who are running, which one's going to be their standard bearer. That's standard. I wish Mr. Blue good luck, but it's the party who have to determine who will be their standard bearer. But stop. That's called party politics. If he doesn't want to be a party politics, he needs to run as an independent. Ask Renwood Wells. This has been Guardian
Radio. Hello, I can't believe you said that.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with Scenery. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.